Republicans for Environmental Protection, also known as REP America, is a 2,000-member group founded by Martha Marks. She's an elected county commissioner in Lake County, Illinois, just south of Kenosha. Marks grew up in a military family and says she believes in core Republican values like fiscal and social responsibility. She argues that natural resource conservation fits into the GOP philosophy. But Marks says her party is straying from that idea.
I think in the last 20 years, the Republican Party has gone off on the wrong track. It has now become dominated by rabidly anti-environmental elements, primarily driven by the extractive industries who have tons of money to throw and dominate the elections.
Marx's group has some members in Wisconsin and is trying to develop a chapter here. But many Republicans in the state give high marks to President George W. Bush. Bush's environmental quality advisor, James Conaton, says the administration is strongly committed to environmental improvements. He lists more funding for urban brownfields cleanup, conservation provisions in the latest farm bill, and an air pollution plan called the Clear Skies Initiative.
This president has put on the table a proposal to cut air emissions from power plants by 70%, and it's just sitting there on the table. No president has called for a guaranteed reduction of that size or scale before.
But Martha Marks and Republicans for Environmental Protection say the Clear Skies Initiative is not adequate because it ignores carbon dioxide. Marks is scheduled to speak in Stevens Point November 9th. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.